about that. And you're going to have to stop it.
Divine, I went to New York in 35 and saw it. Talked with him. You understand? Without any such
that's right.
You know why he didn't need no suspension? What did he come by to sit here for? Did he leave Landy? What's he doing?
Okay.
See? What you said Pete was running. I beg your pardon. Do you see how stupid we are? Well, I thought you said Paul was running. Now, this is what Paul wants to know. Say, who is Pete? Who is Paul? Who is Apollos?
See? Are they not the ministers of Christ by whom you believe? Somebody says, well, Pete is a rock. 16th chapter of Matthew, about which the church is built. John said he was a rock, too. Is that right? No, that ain't right. It's a stone.
That's right.
Breaking down 10 feet.
That's true. Now, if you don't think I told you right, you'll bring me a newspaper just to be waiting. All of that natural. See, God is spirit. See, we come from the spirit. That's where we're going back there. You understand? See what I mean? Matter is spirit materialized. You see, and matter shall be disintegrated and dissolved and go back to that. And none of these natural things. You understand? None of these natural things. You understand? That's how the devil tricked Eve out there. You understand? With them natural things. Isn't that right?
Right.
You understand? And now here the devil got the same old story coming right back to you. He's taking the Lord's Supper. And things was under the dispensation of the law. And you just fall and fall. And stand around trying to argue with somebody about what church you belong to. And Reverend so-and-so preached a good sermon. But he didn't preach nothing like that out of no Bible. And the reason why I say he didn't preach nothing like that out of no Bible, because it's not in there.
That's right.
You see why I said they can't win no debate. How in the world are you going to win a debate in that book? It ain't twisted up like that.
Right.
See, you're wrong when you start, and you're wrong when you get done. See, now just like he talked about, going down far in all the world, baptize them in the name. You wouldn't chunk them in the water. You can't read water in that book.
Right.
You can't send nobody out to baptize nobody here, nobody else. That's what it died for. You understand? Now, if he had the authority to remove it, he sure don't have the authority to make himself out a liar and send somebody else out there to do it.
Yeah.
Now, that's just horse sense. They don't need no sense. You see, though, now, what's rough us wrong in the world? Hey, see, they're trying to find some way to put all of these things. See, it's Paul and all the rest of them, you know, they're growth and all, with all of his eloquence and grace, you understand? And you understand? Dipping in holy water, marching around, you know, hands all up in the air, you know.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Clowning and carrying on. You ought to get in Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. Now, this ain't that kind of a show. Ain't that right? Now, then, just do as you open your mouth.
Say it by your words that you justify. By your words are you.
Right. If the spirit is in you, you understand, then you see spiritually. You understand? But the natural man, he don't understand spiritual things. He talks like a fool. You understand? And he's around trying to show somebody how much holier it is, easier than somebody else. You understand what I'm talking about? Then you got him walking around and say, listen, I don't chew no tobacco, I don't smoke no cigarettes, I don't drink no whiskey. You understand? I don't do this, and I don't do that, and I don't do the other. And all that. But how come you? What did you quit for? You understand? What did you have of it? You understand? Now when you got to start this smoking and you fall. You stop. You see what I mean? Say, so either way you go, you're lost. You understand? Now, what you are telling the people not to do, that's the very thing they're doing. You understand? Let me tell you what I mean. They're telling you to eat this. Isn't that right? Just like the devil told Eve out there, ain't that right? And here's on the second chapter of the life. Paul says, don't touch, don't taste. Isn't that right?
Right.
Nobody's telling you anything.
Right. That's right.
Say, don't hammer, don't touch, don't taste. And if you do, you'll perish with it. Isn't that what he said?
That's right.
Somebody says, not death. You see what I'm talking about? Now, all of it is about me. What you going to do? I want to show you. Look, if you're going to live a Christian life, I want to see how you live. Look, I don't need you. Paul said, God did your life with Jesus Christ himself. Is that right? Well, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall appear with him. Now, if you want to see me live, you get on up here where I am at. See, I don't live here. See, I live in that heavenly state. You understand? I don't have to beg your indulgence. Nothing I want to eat. Nothing I want to drink. I drink anything I want to and eat anything I want to. And if it don't make me sick, it won't bother you. And it ain't none of your business. How you like
That's right, but that's what people are trying to do. That high ground. The way you see it.
Now you know you've got the Holy Spirit in you.
That's right.
Then you get all worked up and got you. I mean, you keep an eye on that when you're going to take the communion. If you don't take the communion, what's the magic, boy? You've been into something.
That's right.
He wants you to see him drink that. Here I say, want you to see him drink. Now, let me finish what I said. Now look, he had to come up out of here. Now the Pharaoh is the king after
the Nazareth
is the king of just like that.
That's right.
He's called a pretty normal. But the same identity. And that is what they're fighting about. It's bless the heart. They help us to get up their heart to fight. And then erase his name in the truth. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You see? And now, the thing coming down to the end of this adventure is repeating itself right back over. See, because it's repeating. See, just repeating here, repeating there, repeating, repeating. Ain't doing nothing else but repeat. You understand?
Right.
Now, let me show you this. Now, 17 years before, there's that somebody, sure, that temple up there. See, the foundation of the Herodian temple. 17 years before he was born, you understand, the Herods began to build that temple. 17 years, or 16 and a half, we just call it 17. Now then, here he comes along. You understand, here comes the John, like the Messiah. See, and that's 30. See? I'd rather put it 16. Then you can see it in the book. 16. I'm going to have it now, ready.
That's right.
16. Now that's 46 years. Now 16 and a half, he laid that foundation up there for that time. You see? And then Messiah, when he was 30 years old, went, now look right at the man, see, and then watch both of them instead. Because I want to wind up what I talked about, but I don't want you to, I don't want you to miss it. See, now he was 30 years old when he went to be baptized. Now if you take the 16 half, it's 46 years. Now if you take John, 2 and 19. He says, destroy this temple and I'll build it again in 3 days. And the Jews said, our fathers were 46 years in the building. This house said it back. They said 46. See, so now then, he was 30 years. Now he was in the ministry 3 years. See, now I'll either have to use this 3.5 years. He was actually 3.5. So then I got to use it once for 3.5. Said that's 46 and 3 is 49. Is that right?
That's right.
You see that's 49. Now this is his ministry. See that 49. Now, one more. See this half here and this half here.
That's
you
right.
Want, you get one more. Now don't that make a difference?
That's right.
You see that? Now look, you see that. Now 6 days of that. Why not? 6 days with the Lord is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is 6 days. Equivalent to 6,000. Is that right? Now I'm going to put a 6. Now I've got a 20. I've got 120. You understand? 120. You see that? Well now, one time, this picture, break out, see, and show you. Then I've got two there, that's another. Then 0 down, is that right?
That's right.
No, it's 120 years to build an ark.
said.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got 50 days of pinnacle. 50 of these days of pinnacle. This is one here. 50. You understand? In 6,000 years. Now, you see what I'm talking about, 120. Now, I'm telling you, you're in the 125th, you're in the 125th years now.
That's right.
See, you can't get 50 out of 2,000 years from here to AD 2000.
That's right.
You see? You'll never see it. Now, let me show you what I was talking about there. Now, this is 1967, is that right?
Right.
You see? Now, this is the last. See, the 17 years, the 16 and a half years old. So this one that just passed, that was the 50th.
That's right.
Do you does everybody understand what I'm talking about? That was the last. You can't get 50 from here.
Right.
Now then, watch this. Now they come on out of here. That's two seconds. There is Jason. Is that right?
Right.
And the Red Sea. Is that right?
Right.
And then here this shotgun, the ship come on up here and show the Gulf of the Fox. Is that right? And listen, that's the forces in that right now. You see that now? If Pharaoh couldn't make it, how do you think Nasser's gonna make it? When they went up through there, Goldsmith fought all the way up through there, isn't that right?
Right.
You understand? Then how do you expect Hussein to win?
They don't have to repeat themselves. You see?
Then they go over here. Now they're going to annihilate Israel up here, you understand?
That's what they were going to do. That's right.
You see? And if they just didn't do it, but Joshua and them carried on through that, and Moses went to get. Now, how do you expect them to do it now? Can't you see they can't do that?
Right.
Then God said, if you can destroy Israel, annihilate Israel, you can sweep down the stars. Just can't be different. You understand? Now, as Dr. Gross told you, Listen, I'm through. See, now then, since Abby Ebert up here at the UN, what they're trying to get the Jews and the Arabs to do, since the Abrahamic promise, you understand? The Abrahamic promise that they would give them commandments.
Isaac, which was a type of Messiah, you understand? And they dwelled in that land.
Listen, when the children of Israel